The Waddle and Sylvie podcast is presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Download the app and sign up with code WMVP for participating offers. The DraftKings Sportsbook app is an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Use promo code WMVP today.
Welcome back to Waddle and Sylvie, live from the State Street Studios on the other side of the river, also known as the House of Blues. If you're not here with us in person, watch us on Twitch TV or the Twitch app. We also have the amazing ESPN Chicago app where you can listen live. And in magnificent high def, you can hear us on 100.3 HD2. Wherever you are, you're part of the ESPN Chicago 25th anniversary celebration on ESPN Chicago. Back to Waddle and Sylvie.
All right, we are having a blast, and we have talked to some of our favorite people today, and, of course, a lot of our teammates. And our next guest is someone that you know well from our show. You know well if you love great music. I've told this story before, and Ray Clay is somebody who I'm sure brings back memories for our next guest as well. I was in Iowa for my first broadcasting job, and I didn't know a soul. So it was very lonely. I'm trying to do what I wanted to do in this lifetime. And so basically all I had was music. And somebody at the radio station turned me on to this group called the Smashing Pumpkins. And there was this song that I identified with that I absolutely fell in love with the group. And it was called Disarm. And I was hooked. And ever since then, I've been a diehard Smashing Pumpkins fan. And weirdly enough, coincidentally, the first time I ever met him was at the United Center for a Bulls game, and I booked him for Cap and Waddle on WGN Radio, and that was how I got to meet him, because I got the nerve to walk up to him at the United Center because he knew Dennis Rodman, and in the last three-peat, he used to follow the Bulls. Since that time, over the last 16 years.
Thankfully, he didn't tell you to lose his number.
Yes, I'm sure he's wanted to. But to me, he's always been my favorite artist. And he is a Chicago guy through and through. Let's give it up for a Chicago sports fan and a fantastic musician, Billy Corgan.
And his daughter.
Whichever one you want, yeah. I mean, maybe that one we'll use. You know us, we don't do the sound checks, anything
check
like that.
Check one, check two.
No one can hear me. There we go.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. Chicago.
First of all, who is this?
This is my new girlfriend. No, this is my daughter, Philomena.
Philomena.
Philomena is 4 years old.
Let's hear it for Philomena.
Say hi to everybody.
And now we killed Sylvie's microphone.
Well, that was part of the deal.
Yeah,
I would come on, he couldn't talk.
Billy, did you do that on purpose?
I just came to talk to you about Ditka. That's,
yeah?
That's what I'm
what do you
here
want
to
know?
About. You know, the last time I saw the coach, I said, Coach, I've met you before. It's always a pleasure. He said, was I nice?
What'd
the
you
last
say?
Time, I said, yeah, you're really nice. He goes, I can't remember anything anymore.
All I remember mostly about Mike was he was nice. Maybe not so much during practice or at games, but away from the field, I don't think he would have met someone
was
nicer.
Was he hard on you as a receiver?
Yes, yeah.
Because he was a receiver himself?
Was it
a different level of criticism?
Yes. I think the thing I would say about Mike Ditka that resonated most with me was if you gave honesty and loyalty, you got it in return. So if you were willing to commit to the cause for the team and you were loyal and honest with your teammate, your coaching staff, you were going to get that in return from him. And that's, I think, what I most respected from him.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
Fatherhood looks great on you, by
Thank
the
you.
Way. And your daughter has a great personality, too. She is outgoing, and I think she's got a little performer in her as well. Yes?
Do you want to be a performer? You want to be on stage? No, she says.
No.
She's waiting on the inheritance, apparently. I just turned 56, so she doesn't have long to wait.
Oh, but. Come on. Do you, is this the best job of your lifetime?
Being a parent?
Yes.
You know, it made me appreciate my job a lot more, let me put it that way. Because I realize how lucky I am, and thanks to the support of so many people, particularly in Chicago all these years. Still selling out the United Center, 35 years in. So very proud to be a Chicagoan, as you know. And but yeah, I mean, it's very sobering. I've done everything. I've met everybody. I've played the biggest stages in the world. But being a parent's the most awesome part of it all.
I don't know if you know the story of our Dennis Rodman experience. We did.
Keep it clean. Philomena's four.
Yes, yes. Okay. I'll keep it clean. We do a series called Lunch with a Legend, where we have had many legendary sports figures do shows with us. And Dennis came in town about 10 years ago and did a show with us at Morton's The Steakhouse. And he called Waddle Sweetie the entire morning.
Which I was cool with.
And he kept swearing on the air. And we had to pull the plug on it. We kept doing the show for the live audience, but we sent it to the national audience, and it was what you would get with Dennis. You had a big friendship with Dennis. How did you meet him, and do you still talk to him now?
You know, I don't talk to Dennis much because he's not much for the phone. He was always better in person. I don't remember even how we met. It was probably somewhere at like Shelter at 4 a.m., one of those types of deals. Somehow I was absorbed into his world, which at that time was sort of a traveling circus, if you remember. And if anybody doesn't know, the last time I saw Dennis was a few years back. I ran into him at a local restaurant here. We spent about an hour sort of reminiscing. He was crying. He was so happy to see me. It was like old times. And then he stumbled away, as Dennis does, without saying goodbye. And I asked somebody, did Dennis leave? Yes, he left. I think he had a plane to catch. I woke up the next morning, he was in North Korea. True story. I had no idea. And I texted a friend. I said, did you see the news about Dennis? And they said, no. And I said, turn on the television. And he said, what channel? And I said, it doesn't matter. So that pretty much is Dennis in a nutshell. Anybody in the world would have been like, hey, by the way, I'm going to North Korea tomorrow. Not Dennis.
Right.
So
do you still, are you as an avid a sports fan here in Chicago as you've always been?
No, not as much. I'm still a crazy Cubs fan, which, as we know, is a...
It's an affliction.
It's more than an affliction. It's like before you come to Earth, you say to God, I want to really suffer a lot. Oh, I'll put you in Chicago. North Side, right? Yeah. Because if you're a Sox fan, you do better, by and large, year in, year out. And here we are in this eternal rebuild.
Yeah.
About the 80th of my lifetime.
But you got one. You got one.
I will say, in defense of the new GM, I like where they're going. Mm-hmm. The problem is, as we've seen, and you know because you played, we're into this thing now where we grew up where your team had an identity. The players were pretty much going to be there. I mean, it was only a few years ago we were talking about Rizzo and Javi and Contreras. They're all gone. Like, yeah. So that team, which, you know, felt like a team for the ages, won World Series, not complaining. I was there, thankfully, but it didn't turn out the way we thought. Now we're going to be in this thing like everybody else, like every year. Who's on the team?
Yeah.
And I miss when you had a sense of, like, that's your first baseman. That's your center fielder, you know. I still think of Jose Cardenal in left field, you know what I mean? And that hair, you know?
Right. The hat would fly off of that head.
But his relationship with the fans was part of what made people lifelong Cubs fans. And now you don't have that. You have these professional hitters and pitchers. And, hey, more power to them. If they can make that kind of money, they should go out in the market and do whatever they got to do. But I think it destroys the fabric of the local community's connection to the team. So, yeah, we're Cubs fans, but... You know, you could be on the Cubs this year for all I know, you know.
I'm not, no. Billy Corgan joining us. It's Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000. I've always told Waddle this, and maybe you're different than me. Game 7 of the World Series, as we reminisce over 25 years, was Game 7 truly enjoyable for you because they won it? Or was it gut-wrenching? Almost a relief, because for me it's not my favorite Cubs game, even though they won, because it was almost, I was going through the oh crap they're going to blow it again.
Yeah, and the Bartman curse, right?
It's right, like, right. Like the Rajay Davis.
We were just waiting for the Bartman moment. Right,
well, and it happened. The Rajay Davis moment happened, and I thought, we're going to blow it again, and it's going to be worse than Bartman. Like when they won the pennant, game six of the NLCS was more enjoyable for me. Now, I run a little bit different than most people.
No.
So, yeah, so that's maybe me. Is game seven your favorite Cubs game of all time?
Yes. And I was at the Bartman game, so I experienced the low. Here's the high. There was the rain delay, and it looked like they were going to lose it. And I sat there, and I had that sort of few minutes, I think, and that was, I think it was exactly 17-minute rain delay, and 17 is my lucky number.
Oh, really?
Wow. I was born on St. Patrick's Day. Irish boy, thank you very much. I got one applause for Irish. 100 years ago, it would have been a riot. But here's that moment. So we have this rain delay, and you're thinking, are they going to win it? And I thought, you know what? For everything we've been through, this is perfect. It's actually going to come down to the end of the game, and it's a coin flip of who's going to win this thing. And it seemed perfect, because if you'd suffered like we have with all these crazy teams and all these GMs and managers freaking out and the whole thing, it was a perfect, perfect ending to a perfect, perfect moment. So I was on the positive side.
I hope that changes your mind, because it's the greatest sports moment of your life. And yet, you would think, but yet it's not your favorite Cub game, which is kind of an odd juxtaposition.
It's weird. And then, like, to throw it against those Bulls teams that you followed and that I covered, and I grew up watching Michael. You know, what's different was we had Michael that you knew in the end there were going to be turbulent times, but in the end he was going to win it. So you always had that positive outlook. Michael's going to bail us out, so stay positive. With the Cubs, it was always, how are we going to find a way to lose it? So I was always in a negative vibe.
But that's what I love about baseball, is it's the ultimate team sport. If you look at the money they're paying in the NFL for quarterbacks, that tells you where they figured out who's going to win or lose games. If you look at the NBA, it can be about one guy taking over the end of the game.
Yeah.
Baseball really can be the 25th or 26th guy on the bench coming in at the end of the game, as has happened in that Game 7 of the World Series. And it was that those plays at the end that was the difference. It wasn't the star players.
Yeah, yeah. Would you pay Shohei Ohtani $500 million?
I'd pay him $1 billion.
You would?
Now, it's not my money.
Yeah. Right.
Look, I'm not saying he's Babe Ruth, but when's the last time we had a guy with Babe Ruth-level talent as a pitcher?
Never.
And a hitter? I mean, how do you not go all in? Put it this way. If you gave him $500 million, he's going to sell that in jerseys.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Are you telling me if they signed him that opening day, that entire place be wearing his jersey? They'd get half the money back on the first week just in merch sales.
Yep. Right, right.
So I don't want to hear they don't have the money. If they want to go there, they go there.
Waddle and I have been talking about, you know, they could sell a sponsorship patch now. Do you know how much more money the Cubs could get internationally if they put the sponsorship jersey on a team where Shohei Ohtani's on?
Here's the thing we know about that young man. He's never played in a city like Chicago with that fan base.
That's true.
That fan base plus that talent at this point in his career, it would be an experience he would never have, pretty much other than maybe playing for the Yankees. And even then, that's a different type of fan base for a different set of reasons.
Sure.
Chicago will go berserko on him.
Yeah.
We could talk sports with you all night long, but tell us what's going on in your world as an artist.
Working on a new Smashing Pumpkins album. We have an album coming out right now that's 33 songs.
Wow.
And it's the best received Pumpkins record we've had in about 20 years. So that album has been coming out. Big, big hit single out recently, about to release another single. But I'm working on a new album, which is basically a straight up old school Pumpkins rock and roll record. So that's what I'm working on right now. And of course, between the Tea House, my partner's fashion business, Maison Atia, and then of course there's the National Wrestling Alliance, which is my wrestling company.
So I see some wrestlers in the corner.
We have brought some wrestlers.
All right.
Oh boy.
So tell us about the NWA, and you have talked to us about this. all right. And no experimenting with me.
Twist him up like a pretzel.
No. No experimenting.
He thinks
with me.
That he could win a wrestling match against either one of you.
I don't think he could win a wrestling match against her, much less him.
So you are the owner of the NWA, correct?
Yes. Since 1948, oldest professional wrestling league in the world. And actually, if you think of things like the WWE, that came from the NWA. We are like the parent company of all of professional wrestling. So it's a great honor to try to bring this business back in a very different world than it was when it had its prominence. And I get to work with beautiful and occasionally talented wrestlers like this.
Now, you're putting on an event in Highland Park.
Yes.
Yes?
Absolutely. The Old Moose Lodge, which is now called Studio One. We're doing a pay-per-view, and then on
April... You want to respond to him, I'm sure.
April 8th, we're doing some TV tapings. So that's why they're here, to help promote our event. I think the pay-per-view is now sold out, but if you want to go to NWATix.com, we have some tickets left for the second day, which will be taping our television show, NWA Power. And we're bringing our A-game. And, you know, if anybody's anybody watches Gutfeld, Tyrus is the champ, the NWA World's Heavyweight Champion. Camille's the world women's champion. We have some great, fantastic wrestlers in their prime. Oh, here we go.
These guys are making me fight for the microphone.
Yeah, they are.
Seriously, though, you guys should check out the National Wrestling Alliance April 7th right here in Highland Park. We are legitly the best wrestlers in the world. And I don't know if you're looking up on stage here, but if you can't tell, we're pretty much the best looking ones also.
Humble too.
You can check it out on
Humble
Twitch.
Too. You really should talk to this young lady though.
Here, put this on right here.
She's going to put a headset on.
So what is your name?
My name is Natalia Markova.
How long have you wrestled?
At this point, it's over 15 years, so I have a big experience.
How do you get into wrestling? How did you decide to get into wrestling?
Well, the thing about wrestling, to get into wrestling, you got to really love it. So if you don't love wrestling, you cannot be a wrestler because it's rough. You get hurt all the time. You feel pain all the time. You train 24/7. You got to be on a diet. You got to do all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, if you don't love it with all your heart, you cannot be in wrestling.
How is Billy as an owner and a boss?
He's the best. You all know that, right?
Yeah, we know that.
Is he the best? Come on. There you go.
Here's the thing. This young woman put her last opponent in the hospital with a fractured jaw, rearranged some of her teeth.
Truth. That's truth.
What happened? Tell everyone what happened.
Well, you know, it's not my fault that she ran into my forearm. That's what happens when you get in the wrestling ring. You know, you get hurt, you get blood, but, you know, that's my job. I love it.
What happens afterwards? Do you send, like,
any flowers
or anything like that? Or is that just part of the game?
No, I don't send any flowers. They got to deal with that.
You know, if
you're
I
not sending
something.
Flowers either to your opponents afterwards, are you?
But, you know, my opponents send me flowers for some reason. Maybe some guys send me flowers sometimes.
Seriously, though, if I could say something. You know, people walk around this day and age and they say to themselves, oh, you know, wrestling, this and that. I'm telling you right now, if you check out the National Wrestling Alliance, you will see that we are the most physical, in-your-face, hard-hitting brand of wrestling that there is
on the planet
today.
On the planet. Absolutely.
Is that something you wanted to restore, Billy?
Yes. Anybody here north of 50? Dick the Bruiser, the Crusher, Baron Von Raschke, Ivan Putski. We're bringing that Chicago style back to the world. Physical and in-your-face.
Nice.
I mean, I'm built in that style, but I'm also a lot better looking than everyone.
Oh, my God. Here we go again.
But still.
He's somehow
very
humble.
He's proud, isn't he?
He's so humble. He's from New York. Okay. I know that probably is hard to pick out from his accent.
Waddle, don't you have a question for Billy about gambling on wrestling? Like, this has been something that you've been infatuated with.
Well, I think they're about to make it legal. I mean, and I guess my question would be, how important is that to the health of the sport?
Personally, it seems insane that people would wager on a staged event. Right?
Correct.
It's physical and it's dangerous, but it is a staged event like a movie or like a theatrical thing. So how do you wager on that? That's beyond me, but obviously... WWE's out there looking at it quite seriously, and like all the other sports leagues, if it's a source of revenue, then I guess you take it seriously.
Absolutely.
How before we let you go, how is the community doing? Like, you've been very outspoken. You put together a fantastic charity concert that we all followed in Highland Park. I watched it. It was outstanding. We've had you on to talk about it. How is the Highland Park community doing? You have your tea shop there. You live there. How is Highland Park doing?
Yeah, my tea house was in the area that the FBI shut down after the event. My kids don't know about it, which is why I'm speaking in code. Obviously, devastating to the local community. Some of our friends and coworkers, you know, had family members. The local mayor, who's been a close friend of mine, her husband was literally right across from the incident, saw it happening and dove over. And, you know, just the stories are endless. My concern was for the community long term. We've had our sort of like, let's call it, for lack of a better phrase, sort of the nice part of everybody rallying together. Now we're in the long tail of supporting the community and the people who are going to be suffering for years over something I don't think is easily gotten over. So this is the cool thing, is part of the shows that we're putting on in Highland Park. On the 6th, we have a book signing with Tyrus and Medusa. The 7th and 8th are the wrestling shows. And part of that's, those proceeds are going to be also to represent the Highland Park Community Fund, who I'm very invested in, because we want to help. We want to keep putting... And let me tell you, the physical injuries, which are horrific, are one thing. But the bigger issue in a crazy way is the mental health part. And that's something that still needs to be supportive. So if you know anybody who was involved, stay connected, because that's not something that you usually recover from.
Yes. So the website again for the event where people can go buy their tickets.
NWATix.com. We have a few left for the TV tapings.
Billy, we appreciate the friendship
that you've brought to us for the show and the radio station. Happy anniversary.
Yes, thank you.
Happy anniversary. I'm happy to be here. Thank you. You honor me for having me here.
Billy Corgan, everybody. Let's give it up for Billy. We'll be back with the rest of the radio station from ESPN 1000 next.
And now, we're into the 5 o'clock hour, and we have a very crowded stage. We're celebrating 25 years as Chicago's home for sports. The House of Blues stage has never seen this little musical talent in one place. But there have never been more people on this stage who can break down the history of Chicago Bears linebackers either. So let's let the memories flow on ESPN Chicago 25th anniversary live broadcast.
All right, we got the entire radio station up here right now, Waddle.
Who would like to speak?
Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, Tommy. Hey, Tommy Waddle. Who we got?
I got you. Oh, my God. We got Yurko. Carmen and Yurko are here to my left. We got Jesse up here. Jay Moore. We've got Hoodie up here. We've got
Patrick
right here. We've got Good Time Patty Boyle is up here. Connor McKnight.
Oh, my God. I didn't see Good Time Patty Boyle.
Give him a hug, Good Time Patty Boyle.
Come on.
Cap is up
Brothers
here,
man.
Courtney
right.
Cronin.
That's real man love.
Howard Griffith is up here.
Oh, Griff.
The Ho-G.
We've got Peggy up here.
Peggy.
Tyler Rocky.
Courtney
we got Chris
Cronin's
Black
up
right here.
We've got Shane Norling. We've got Chris Black. Adam Abdallah. Did I get everybody? Have I left everybody?
No, we got the maitre d', Dave Kaplan's
is
up
back
here.
Up here.
The maitre d', Dave Kaplan's up here.
Yurko,
I'd like to get a table, sir.
Yurko, how do you believe everything has gone today?
I think it's been exceptional. I think it's been solid. It's been great to see a lot of people that have been associated with ESPN Radio 1000 for an extended period of time. Yeah, I'd like some
He's
lobster Thermidor
and
a bottle of 1972 Chateau Lafite Rothschild.
Beautiful.
Oh, I love what your language. Ooh,
thank you, Peggy.
Did you just order lobster Thermidor?
That's his go-to, Carmen.
It is.
We have a promo running on lobster.
Nobody's
Thermidor.
Made lobster Thermidor since 1972.
You need a little caviar on top of that, by the way.
Not one.
By the way, from Fletch. That's from the movie Fletch, if anybody's watched it.
Yeah.
Lobster Thermidor.
Order a baked Alaska for dessert.
Right. It's all ball bearings these days. Good
all
kid.
Ball bearings.
All ball bearings.
Come on,
look
guys. It's all
I'm
ball bearings.
I'm telling you, what a group, huh?
Look at them.
I'm telling you. The powers to be. This is the machine.
Bill Simons.
This is the machine that gets things going here.
Who said that?
At ESPN Radio 1000.
Right? What did he say?
Mean machine. Right there, kid.
Does anyone know where Jay Cutler is?
Guys, so
I think Probably still in Nashville.
Shelby? He's probably where Jay Mariotti is.
I don't know. Where's Dion?
Where's Kyle Long?
We tried. We tried to call.
We really
Kyle.
Should have had Kyle backstage this whole time.
What about Brandon Marshall?
Is Brandon Marshall available? Right?
Kyle didn't answer our phone calls either.
Kyle did not answer the phone call.
We've lost our sway.
Somebody in Nashville, go find Jay Cutler.
Please.
He never went to the airport. Who's kidding who?
I don't know if he would do that.
I'll tell you this, though. Robbie Long was Robbie Gold.
Robbie Gold. Who's Robbie Long? Sounds like an actor in one of your favorite films.
I went to high school with Robbie Long. Robbie Gold was a pleasure. Robbie Gold was a treat.
Robbie Gold is a treat.
Long. Robbie's great.
I said Robbie Gold.
You said Robbie Long.
Beg your pardon.
What are you guys going to? You going to hold me on the count?
Johnny, Sylvie was upset because when I asked Robbie if, in fact, the Packers could be in his future, he didn't dispel it. Sylvie got, you know, I think he got his football feelings hurt.
I heard that, and I saw him backstage. I'm like, come on. And he goes, I'm not signing the Packers.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, good. Why didn't he dispute it then when he was on the air?
He's not signing with the Packers.
How about the Lions?
Indoors, Lions are a team
that could win.
Yeah. He didn't say no to the Lions.
Indoors.
You want to go to a winner.
Right, and did they have Badgley at the end of the year?
It sounded like he was going to Philadelphia.
They did. I feel like they did.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
So that
like he's going to Philly.
Really?
Jake Elliott left?
Oh, yeah.
Jake
it sounded like he was going to Philly.
I thought it was all indoor.
That's what I was thinking, Pat. I thought you want to retire indoors.
If I'm Robbie, I'm picking an indoor venue.
Percentage is
better
indoors.
But he knows how to kick outdoors. If anyone knows how to navigate, it's him.
Nah, nobody wants to kick out.
This has turned into
let's get past
kicker
the
talk.
Thing, guys. All right, let's
yes.
get past the
Sylvie.
He's gone.
Speaking of winners, how great was it to hear from Mark Giangreco today, everybody?
Yeah, I tell you,
yay!
My hero, Marky. Everybody wanted to know your age.
If I proper send off,
everybody wanted to know how old you were. You said you've been working for 50 years. I added 22, and I said 72 for Mark Giangreco. 71. I'm right in the neighborhood. 71 years old. There's a couple of the ladies that were out there were asking me those questions. I go 71, but he's taking Blue Chew.
I just wanted to thank you for sending me my complimentary dose. So
I'm here for you. You know that.
Your go. I'll have what he has.
I was going to say,
me too.
If we can all look like that at 71.
16 years from now, I'm still up. I'm not taking a dirt nap. I want to look like this guy.
I do too.
Trust me. Let's have some people talk who has not had the microphone. Courtney, what would you like to say?
Courtney! Here's the best. Courtney Cronin holds the mic as if she goes, what's this?
Yeah, Courtney, you're holding it like you don't know what that is.
It's unbelievable.
I'm just going to say something. This woman knows more about football, well, outside of Yurko, and Waddle.
And Howard.
Than these other MFers.
Whoa. First of all, she knows way more about football than Yurko. All right? Let's start with that.
I just watched the tape to an ode to this guy right here. Just watch the All 22. It's not hard to do. Yeah. Anybody can do it.
Let me say something about Courtney, too. And we love JD, and we will never forget JD. The thing that I love about Courtney is she wants to make JD proud. And with that in mind, like, that is so important to all of us that for her, JD is never forgotten. And those shoes are hard to fill, and yet she is doing it. And it's no easy task. And you have become a great teammate and a great friend to all of us.
Thank you, Courtney. You are awesome. I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you. And thank you to all you guys for showing up. This is more than I ever thought. I mean, this event is incredible. Like, Danny, you put on such an incredible thing here with 25 years of the station. We were hosting this morning and just kind of running through it. Like, we had a caller call in. I think, Cap, where was our caller from? Brooklyn?
Yes,
Dallas?
I was listening. You're
one,
right.
One of the two, and it was just like one of the coolest things about there was a whoever the caller was from Texas. He's talking about meeting you two,
Justin from Dallas.
Like I do so much like national radio with ESPN based out of Bristol, and the difference between national radio and what we have locally and just like how all of you, everybody in this audience right now makes the shows. The callers make the shows. You guys are as much a part of this as us putting the content out every day. And I just feel so grateful and lucky to be a part of it. I mean, like, I grew up listening to the station. Jonathan's heard this maybe 69,000 times at this point. I grew up listening to him doing overnights. And that's how I got into radio, because I'm like, that's my guy. White Sox post-game overnights, the whole thing on the score, and now to here, it's just been incredible to get to be a part of that. So I love it. Love all of you guys. Thank you for following along with our Bears coverage. I hope that the team's better this year and you guys will have something to cheer for. Cheers. And, you know, stacking the bricks day by day, I guess, is what the plan is for this year. So it's been fun. Thank you. Thank you guys for listening along. It's been fun.
Waddle, I've got Meller with the microphone right now. Jeff Meller, as Sarah Spain, I think, gave Jeff Meller one of the great compliments today, that Sarah was a part of our show back in 2010. And when she got big and she went national, she said to all the national people, she wanted to have the show sound like Jeff Meller produced it back on Waddle and Sylvie, that's how the imaging should sound. And Jeff Meller has been a part of our show basically from the start. And he went away for a little bit, and we love that he's back on our show now. We owe so much to all the hard work that Jeff Meller has done for us.
Went away for a while. It was a 4-year stint in Chillicothe, but he's back. Yeah. He's changed some things in his life. He's fine.
Time served.
Yeah. So, Jeff, thank you. And what would you like to say about ESPN 1000?
My pleasure. It'll be, for me, 20 years in May that I've been a part of ESPN 1000 and ESPN Chicago. And I have to say, I've been in a lot of events. This one takes the cake. I mean, 25-year anniversary. Everybody who's here right now, I'm letting you know you're witnessing something special. Like, I've been at a lot of radio events, and it's never been better. Kudos to Danny Zetterman and our entire ESPN Chicago marketing team for putting this together, because this is absolutely fabulous. And here's to 25 more great years, along with our newest partner, the Chicago Bears. We have great things in store. Cannot wait.
This is how dedicated he is to our cause. He put off a trip to Colorado for a day. He's driving to Colorado. He told me he took the day, you know, basically pushed the trip back a day so that he could be here with everybody.
He missed his 10-year anniversary to be with us at the Kentucky Derby.
That is correct. So, I mean, that's right. He's never let us forget that.
Priorities.
Either. Yeah.
Adam Abdallah, come on up here, and then we'll get to Tyler. Abdallah and Black, too.
Don't step on my Jordans, Waddle.
These guys, Abdallah and Black, but Abdallah's been our executive producer for many, many years. Before, he's with Carmen and Yurko, and now they're doing great shows, not only 6 to 8, but 10 to noon, too.
Sometimes.
But Adam Abdallah was our executive producer for many, many, many years, and we appreciate all the work that he has done for us. But the thing that these guys are so great at is they worked from the bottom up, and they came from the bottom up and produced and produced and produced and are still producing, but just put in good old-fashioned hard work, and that's what we look to you guys at.
Oh, thank you.
And just appreciate.
Thank you. Yeah, this will be my 18th year at the station. I started as an intern in 05. I told Mac earlier today, I thanked him for giving me my internship and getting me in the door here. And it's honestly, it's because of you guys. Like, you guys listen to the shows. You guys support us. It's awesome. But, like, I just wanted to be, like, I wanted to... No. I just wanted to be, like, a part of this club when I was listening at home. Like, I was just listening at home, and I was like, listen, I want to be a part of this. I want to do this. So I just kind of did it. That's all that kind of is. Like,
congratulations.
I just kind of did it. No, but like, I just
good
wanna,
job
like,
doing it.
The best thing is about these guys, about like all these guys, Carmen, Yurko, Mac Yurko, and Harry, Waddle, and Sylvie, all of them, is like, you want to be a part of the club, and I'm so honored every single day to walk into that building and be a part of this club and be like to work with them every single day. And talking to you guys off stage and everything, it means so much that you guys came out. And everybody that's listening that couldn't be here, it means so much to everybody that's listening. Like, honestly, from going from listening into my apartment in my during college and high school. I didn't have an apartment in high school. I was living at home in high school. That would have been really weird if I had an apartment in high school. But to be cool. Like a part of this every single day means so much to me. And like, thank you guys. Thank you guys for listening every single day. Thank you.
Chris, it's your turn.
Oh, that was long, so I'll just say, yeah, it's all of you. You guys make it. Our motto is all calls welcome because of you guys.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome. This is a great time. And thank you to Waddle and Sylvie. You guys are great as well.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, we got to hear from Shay and from Tyler as well.
Hey, don't you guys have a show starting at 6?
Yeah, we got to haul ass out of here. It is what it is. I mean, it's crazy. I didn't grow up here, so I didn't, like... Respectfully, Tommy, I didn't grow up listening to you, but I grew up listening to the medium, and there's something about being able to call in and argue about sports, and I think this station does it as well as any that I've listened to, and I've listened to a lot. I'm just so proud to be a part of this. I can't speak to the past because I haven't been here for very long, but I would say I'm thrilled for the next 25 years. That's what excites me about being here.
Well, and Shay has been an outstanding addition to the radio station, not only as a producer, but on the air as well. And him and Tyler, the Basketball U Show, and some great shows coming up ahead. Tyler Aki.
Oh, did you hear the Tyler Aki fan club out here?
Ask him.
Oh, hold look on. At that. Tyler, Tyler, Tyler. Look at that.
Tyler, Princeton plus the 10, yes or no?
What was that?
Princeton plus the 10, yes
no,
or no?
No, we're on Creighton tonight.
No?
We're on Creighton tonight.
All right, they're calling it.
Well, unlike Shay, I did listen to you guys growing up. I used to listen all the time when I would drive home from high school and middle school. And it's funny, like
I in middle school? You were driving?
Sometimes.
Okay.
But I have this little picture of Waddle and Sylvie that they signed for me back in the day at a Bulls game. And it's just crazy to see now I work with them every single day. So I never take this for granted, and thank you all for coming out here. You guys truly are what makes this place so great. So thank you.
All right, I want to talk to more people. We gotta get to more people. We're going to be back in a couple of minutes. Talk to Good Time Patty Boyle. Talk to Connor.
We'll teach him some hockey stuff.
Oh,
good
yeah.
Time, Patty Boyle.
He was very impressed the other day when we worked together. You were.
How big
you?
Are those defenseman sticks, Tommy?
They're longer.
Yeah.
So they can poke check. Got
all right. More.
So they can poke that puck away, Carm.
More with our great crew coming up next from the House of Blues.
Welcome back to the House of Blues and our look back on 25 years of ESPN Chicago. We covered 26 years in just 6 hours. What a day, what memories, what a future to look forward to. This is Chicago's home for sports. AM 1000, ESPN 1000, ESPN Chicago, however you say it, it's all love. Let's hear it for everybody assembled up here on the stage. Take it away, team.
Hey, how about a big hand for Ray Clay, a legend in this town. Ray, thank you very much for being a part of this great day. You hear that voice, and you know it's a special occasion. That is for sure.
And now.
Yeah, there is. It's awesome to see him, to hear him. Waddle and Sylvie, and... Good Time Patty Boyle is like that crazy uncle, isn't he?
Yeah, he's like Uncle Dave. He's always got a stain on his shirt at dinner time. Not true. He's good. I'm just kidding. He's not crazy.
He's the
uncle
fun
Dave.
Uncle. He's
I not couldn't wear what yeah. Cap's wearing today. The white sport coat, that would have marinara and
yeah, oh,
beer.
Yeah. I couldn't wear that.
A Manhattan dripping down that. It. No chance. I would wear it anyways. But yeah. By the way, he wants to get out of here. He's doing a recap on the whole festivities.
Don't
of the
start.
Day, so
don't start.
You guys could wrap this thing up a little bit.
Yeah. I'm going to refresh. Really yes. Quick, really quick. So you've been a part of the radio station now how long?
Oh, yeah, well, good save,
when
Connor.
Was Justin Craig here? Like 07, 08?
Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah. Like Abdallah?
Yeah,
right.
He put us together, so 07. Yeah. And
so
before
07,
that.
07. I yes. The crazy uncle wandering around for
he was put in the penalty
many, many
box
years.
Soon after that and has been in there ever since.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. And Connor, has done great work. Connor McKnight came from down the dial.
He gave me the sweetest hug about 10 minutes ago.
He's a sweet guy.
He is a sweetheart of a man.
I was handing hugs out, and I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to save the sweet one for Waddle. That's right. What I'm going to do.
Yes.
So I did.
What an acquisition Connor has been. First for White Sox pregame. We got ourselves a great play-by-play guy. He's great on television play-by-play. And Lord knows, one day he's going to be doing play-by-play full-time somewhere for Major League Baseball. But
he's the White Sox top prospect right now. Yes, he is. Right? So we got to hold on to him.
We're going to make him run hard to first base.
Yeah, run
he's
real
gonna
hard.
He's going to hustle. Yep. Oh, he's going to hit the cutoff, man.
About June, though, my legs are going to give, so you got to put me on the don't run list.
Yeah, no, you are on the always run list.
I don't know about that. No, I mean, it's been awesome being here. And I just, in the vein of talking about this, is I can tell you, in my career, I was once, at one point, in a span of 2 years, on four different stations in 2 years. And this place is different because everybody up here, we all work together.
Yeah.
That's why it's different. And that's why everybody here, I think, feels it differently, too. So
we appreciate you guys.
We do. PB respects the fact that we have hockey knowledge that rivals his.
Yeah.
So we can all live together.
Yeah, he said you guys know which end of the stick to hold. So
no
I was
question.
Really, really happy for you guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
Jay Cutler said he's going to come on, but it's just too much hockey talk, and you know he just couldn't deal with it today.
Guys, we appreciate you being
here
with us.
Boys, congratulations. Congratulations, 25 years, and thanks to the House of Blues. This has been a fantastic venue.
Thank you to the House of Blues. Guys, there's one more guy I want to bring up today. First of all, I want to thank our big boss, Keith Williams. I want to thank everybody at Good Karma Brands, the marketing team that spent hours and hours of time. Yes, kiss ass. Craig Karmazin, Steve Palatiner, thank you to them.
Evan's here.
Evan Cohn, all the bigwigs.
Come on.
But I want to bring up our boss and a guy who's worked hours on this, and he's produced this show, and he's risen from just a producer all the way up to content manager. Let's give it up for Danny Zetterman. Let's go, Danny. Danny cares about the product. Danny cares about us as people. Danny cares about the radio station. It is why.
Wish he would eat a little bit more every now and again. But.
I don't take his food advice, but I take his content advice. And that's why he's great at what he does. Danny, you did a great job. How do you sum up how the day went today?
It's amazing, right? Like, we're celebrating 25 years of this radio station. When you step back and you think of what that means, how much the radio station means to me personally, I know how much it means to you guys, this team here. But, like, at Good Karma Brands, we always say the most important thing are the fans. So thank the fans for being out. Our partners, we've got great partners here today, and our teammates. And we are really lucky to work at a place where everybody gets along, where everybody wants to be there. And for me, this was a dream job. My dream came true. So here we go.
Will Jay Cutler still get the offer of a blank check?
Jay Cutler owes me a blank check for this. The only person that didn't show up, and when we booked all these guests and we said expected to join or scheduled to join,
it was travel issues for Jay.
But I'm going to tell you something. Kyle Long called in, I'm not joking, and he held on for 20 minutes, but Billy Corgan was on,
so we couldn't
get to him.
But
he
Kyle
really
did call.
I promise
that's
you
classic.
He called in.
Kyle's
and he hung on for 20 minutes, so he was ready to be the backup plan.
Well, that's fantastic. Kyle, you can always count on Kyle Long in a pinch.
Always.
How about all the work that Maggie and her whole team
Maggie, Sonny, Bailey, Travis, their whole entire marketing team knocked it out of the park. We've got Rob here from Cleveland that did a tremendous job.
That's your boss. That's Keith. I don't know if you know him, but Sylvia already said Keith.
Keith, come out. Everyone should see Keith.
I heard Keith yell at you
Keith.
And everybody else on Tuesday.
He's not a front-of-the-room guy.
There he is.
Thank you to all
great
our
job,
great
Danny.
Fans. Thank you to the House of Blues. Thank you to our entire team, guys. And here's to another great 25 years. And here's to the Chicago Bears.
Whoa! And the Chicago White Sox. Right? I got you.
Thank you to Tyler Aki, Erica Strowski, to Brendan. Who else do I need to thank here?
Waddle. Ray.
Ray Clay. I thanked Ray. Back at the shop, Eric.
Thank yourself.
Charlie Bevin, thank you very much.
You did a great job. Thank yourself.
For Waddle, I'm Sylvia. It's ESPN 1000. Have yourself a great weekend.